Good morning, Jesse. She looks thrilled, but let me remind you that we're all disciples of God, so listen up. So this morning we're going to talk about Epiphany and baptism. So Epiphany is like an aha moment. Have you seen, you're very young, but back in my day we read comic strips and looked at the cartoons, and you would see a light bulb go on over somebody's head when they had like a great idea or a discovery. That's an epiphany, like an aha moment. So biblically, for today, that translates into the discovery of baby Jesus by the Magi. You know, the angels came and told the shepherds, you know, go look for baby Jesus, follow this star, and they did all that. And when they got to the manger and they saw baby Jesus, they were like, oh, that was their discovery, their epiphany. So, and there was also the world's realization that baby Jesus had come. You know, there were many prophecies about that, but when he finally came, it was like, oh, their aha moment. So we're also going to talk about baptism, and I'm going to roll all these together at the end. We're also going to talk about baptism today. Do you remember anything about Jesus's baptism? Any pieces of information? I'll tell you, he was about 30 years old, they say, when he was baptized. Who did he ask to baptize him? Do you remember that? Somebody the Baptist. John the Baptist. That's right. And John was like, why do you want me to baptize you? I mean, you don't have any sin. But Jesus was asking John to baptize him because it was like a new beginning for Jesus. He was saying, God, here I am. I will do what you are asking me to do. It was a new beginning. So Jesus was getting ready to do his earthly ministry and save everybody. So that was a sign that Jesus was ready to take the next step for God. And I asked your mom and confirmed that you were baptized as a baby, as were the three of my kids, baptized as a baby. And so one could say that as babies, when you're baptized, you don't know what's going on. You don't remember being baptized, I'm sure. But we do that in front of our whole church family because all of us know that God loves you so much, and we're claiming your life to be for God as a baby. And just so you don't think that, you know, Presbyterians steal that claiming God for yourself away from you as a baby, when you're older, there's another time for you to say, I'm old enough to say that I want God in my life. I want Jesus in my heart. And that is called confirmation. And your sister's already done that with Casey and Kinsey. So you can be baptized as a baby. You can be baptized as a young adult. A few weeks ago, we baptized Anna here in the sanctuary. You can also be baptized as an adult. So anytime. You can say, God, I want this, you know, new beginning for me. So how do we wrap all this up? What does all this baptism and epiphany have to do? Well, it's still January. It's just the 8th. So we're still in the new year. It's a new beginning. So an aha moment is a new discovery. The new year is a new year. Baptism is a new start. So it's all about rededicating and refocusing, prioritizing what God wants us to do. And just don't be hard on yourself because it's January 8th and maybe you didn't make any New Year's resolutions, or maybe you did and they've already fallen by the wayside. Don't worry. God is amazing and he gives us new mercies, new grace each and every day. So each day is a new beginning. And thanks be to God for that. Let's pray.